Baruch Ata Hashem.
Blessed are you, Lord, who have brought us to this sacred field, the place where, accompanied by our ten and the world Kli, we can reach you and bring the light of correction to the world. Connect us in one heart in order to achieve the purpose of creation and end the suffering of humanity. The Creator's control over all of the created beings is a complete, total control. And therefore, we have only two ways to come closer to the goal that He determined in advance. And we will reach it for sure, because that does not depend on us. What depends on us is only in what form we can reach it, in which way, in which one of the paths, the trails, we will reach the purpose of creation, our purpose. Therefore, let's see what Baal HaSulam writes about it, that one way is Achishena, I will hasten it, the other way is Beito, in its time. But we reach the same goal, meaning the same final state, where we are corrected in adhesion with each other and with adhesion with the Creator completely. So, please.
Peace in the world, heading rewarded, I will hasten it, not rewarded in its time. We must know that the above-mentioned law of development, which is spread over the whole of reality, is certain to reform all evil to good and useful, and acts through the power of the government of heaven above. Meaning, without asking permission from the people, dwellers of the earth. However, the Creator placed knowledge and authority in the hands of men and permitted him to accept the above-mentioned law of development under his own authority and government, and handed him the ability to hasten the process of development as he wishes, freely and completely independent of the boundaries of time. It turns out that there are two authorities here acting in the above-mentioned conduct of development. One is the authority of heaven, which is sure to turn anything harmful and evil to good and useful. But it will come in its time, in its own way, heavily and after a long time. Then there is the authority of the earth, when the evolving object is a living, feeling being, it suffers horrendous torments and pains while under the press of development, which carves its way ruthlessly. The authority of the earth, however, consists of people who have taken this above-mentioned law of development under their own government and can free themselves entirely from the chains of time, and who greatly accelerate time, namely the completion of the ripeness and correction of the object, which is the end of its development. Such are the words that our sages said about the complete redemption and complete correction of Israel. And thus they clarify the verse, I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. Rewarded, I will hasten it. Not rewarded in its time. They wish to say that if Israel are rewarded and take the law of development that their bad attributes must go through in order to invert them into good ones, they will bring it under their own government. In other words, they will set their minds and hearts to correct all the bad attributes in them and turn them into good ones by themselves. Then I will hasten it, meaning they will be completely freed from the chains of time. And from now on, this end depends on their own will, meaning only by the greatness of the deed and the mindfulness. Thus, they hasten the time. At the end, sorry. But if they are not rewarded with developing their bad attributes under their own authority, but leave it under the authority of heaven, they too are certain to attain the end of their redemption and the end of their correction. This is because there is complete certainty in the government of heaven, which operates by the law of gradual development, degree by degree, until it turns any evil and harmful to good and beneficial, as the fruit on the tree, and the end is guaranteed, but in its time, meaning it is completely connected and dependent on time. According to the above mentioned law of gradual development, one must go through many degrees which tend to come heavily and very slowly and lengthily and stretch over a very long time before one reaches the end. And because the objects we are discussing are evolving, sensing, living beings, they too must suffer great agony and pains in those states of development. Since the compelling force that exists in those degrees, in order to raise them from a lower degree to a higher degree, is but a pushing force of pain and torments that has accumulated in the lower degree and that can no longer be tolerated. Because of this, they must leave that degree and rise to a higher one. It is, as our sages said, the Creator places over them a king whose decrees are harsh as Haman's, and Israel repent, and he reforms them. Therefore, the end is certain to come to Israel by the above mentioned law of gradual development, and it is called in its time, meaning tied to the chains of time. And Israel's guaranteed end by taking the development of their abilities under their own authority is called I will hasten it, meaning completely independent of time.
Buenos días, querido Rav.
Good day, dear Rav.
Ser recompensados.
What is the meaning of accepting a reward, that they will receive their reward?
What it means is to receive something in return for the work, in return for the effort, the labor, that I'm willing to do it, to put in effort, but what do I want to get? Maybe I will put in labor and I don't want anything. That too is called a reward, that I do not want anything. And I am a will to receive. I always want something, but if I will not want anything, it means that I have a correction so that I will not demand anything. That too is a reward. Or that my reward will be that I will get a feeling, understanding, a perspective in all directions. I will know why, what for, and how, whatever I want. The reward could be in that I am filling my desires that awaken within me, and it could be that my reward will be that my desires will change from what I had or what I have into new ones, and I will receive in those fulfillment. And others and others. Reward means what I want. It could be that I want that I will not want anything. But how can it be that I will not want anything at all? So I seemingly do not exist. So how will I work? Nevertheless, a person works out of a desire, meaning the fact that I might work not out of my desire or the desire of others, or that my desire will change so much so that it will be far away and the opposite of what it was before. Meaning here, we need to know precisely what is it that I would like to happen. Yes, listen. If I know that the purpose of creation, as the Kabbalists tell me, because I read it, I don't attain it, I don't understand it, I don't feel it, but I do hear it. I read it. So if I know that the correction of creation, or even the end of the correction of creation, is in that all of the created beings, by their own will connect so much so that they will be as one desire. Let's say that it's like ants. Like ants, that there is some force. We see that in them, that there is some force from above that operates on all of them. And each and every ant turns into some different direction, it does something different, but over all of them, there is a single force that is managing all of them. And they carry it out without asking, without thinking, and without overcoming it or anything. It's simply that this force operates within them automatically. So, if we understand that this is how the upper force works on us, and now we are still in a state where we are seemingly opposite to it, we don't hear, we don't see, we don't feel, we don't understand Him, but nevertheless, we do carry out what He says, as it says that the cast out will not be cast out from Him, and everyone returns to his root, and there is none else besides Him, and the Creator nevertheless controls each and every one, however, under concealment. That concealment, what is it needed for? In order for us to keep what He wants without knowing that we are keeping it. So it turns out that we are living in our own negative feeling. And what is it that we want? That through our development we will reach make your will as His will. Meaning that we will discover the Creator's will, and it will be precise, we will be exactly according to His will. out of our own will, not because he's compelling us like ants, and not because he's lying to us like now. Everyone is performing the Creator's will. Everyone. But to what extent is this desire contradictory to our inner desire? As much as we have a gap, a difference between our desires, mine and his, as we call it. So there is a possibility here to reach a state where you will make your will as his will. And this is our correction. And this is called to be under the government of heaven and not under the government of earth. As he explains to us here, that under the government or authority of the heaven, that's the upper authority, the Creator's authority, that I discovered that I'm under his influence and I want his influence in advance, I subjugate myself, or I still don't do it to a certain extent, and then I'm under the authority of earth, meaning that everything that the Creator created in the opposite form of, from himself, this is how I am operated, until I nevertheless will discover that it is worthwhile for me due to all kinds of reasons, and these reasons, that's the letter of degrees. Why do I have to get closer to the Creator and become similar to Him? We are advancing towards the end of correction in two ways. We can always be either in this one or in that one, or even in some combination of them, which is called the way of the land. We try, we should try to come closer to the Creator by the path of Torah, so that a ray of light that shines to us is what will pull us to the purpose of creation, which is the short and important path, the pleasant way that quickly connects between us and it pulls us to the purpose of creation in a rapid way, which is good in the eyes of man and good in the eyes of the Creator. This is how we should try. How do we do it? By increasing our connection in the group. Only by that. We have nothing else to do. Because to the extent that we restrict ourselves more and more or converge more and more between us, in that way we reveal our willingness to be under the control of that single force, and as much as we are one, so we connect to the Creator who is one, and then, as it is called, one receives one. And we reach very quickly to connection and adhesion. Okay? Tel Aviv 3.
Baal Sulam writes to us to take the development under our own authority and to hasten the end. What does that mean from the point of view of the individual? Because we're under a group, an individual which is part of a group. The group guides us.
Yes.
I don't feel that I am setting the goals and I'm governing my development. I'm nodding towards a group that's doing it.
You can determine your goal as much as you connect with the group towards your common goal, and checking that your common goal is exactly the goal is also serving to you.
PT 35.
Is the meaning of achishena, I shall hasten it, means that I should prefer the reason of the group above my own reason?
Yes, precisely.
So why is it set like this, that they are always correct and I'm always wrong?
Because it's against your ego. that's how it turns out.
About the time, there's a feeling often that the will to receive is running away either into the future or into the past, as long as it doesn't have to deal with the here and now. The question is, why does it happen, and what advice can you give us so we would focus on the here and now?
Only each one shall help his friend. It's only by the friends being connected, constantly influencing each other through correspondence, phone, reading, singing, praying, whatever it is. But the most important is the mutual influence in the group.
Who advances in I Shall Hasten It or in Due Time? The individual, the 10 of Nebaruch?
Each and every person, as much as he wants to use his environment in order to advance.
Meaning it's possible in a certain 10 there's one friend who advances in I Shall Hasten It and the rest of his friends are advancing in Due Time?
Even that could happen, yes.
And how can we ensure that all the friends in the 10 will be in I Shall Hasten It? What do we need to do in the 10 so we're all being I Shall Hasten It?
Pray for the friends. You are seemingly forgetting within a minute what we talked about.
Kiev 1.
Просто по тексту хочу уточнить. Можно сказать, что здесь имеется в виду, что путь.
I want to be more precise according to the text. Can you say that here the intention is that the path of I Shall Hasten It is the way of the land, and the path of in its time is the way of heaven?
Bita Ahishena, Bito ze Derech.
It's not exactly that. There are a few other things, but let's say in general we advance in its time, in the way of in its time. Sometimes when we connect, and to the extent that we connect, then we are hastening our development. This is called hastening. According to the degree of our connection, we advance in hastening. A question mark.
Separate the things which are pushing you towards the 10 and which are separating you from the 10.
Again.
And when we,
yes.
When I do not feel that I receive a bestowal from the 10, when I feel that I do not receive so where to go?
You need to try to be inside of the society, inside of the friends, like Rabash writes, how a person should be connected to the 10, and then there, as much as he announced before the 10, of that he should already understand what is his path, but only out of that. Otherwise, he is completely not...
He's
not in the right place. When we become incorporated in the 10 and annulled before the 10, we seemingly attach ourselves to the side of the womb, like a drop of semen that is attached to the side of the womb, and then it is able to develop. If it's not attached to the womb, it cannot develop. It cannot receive nourishment from the womb, from the mother, from the Creator. So, first of all, we have to be concerned about that. As much as possible to adhere, to be incorporated in the 10 and then together with them to continue. And don't think that by this you are annulling yourself, you're disappearing, it's not correct, you lose yourself, you don't lose anything. By this specifically, it's the opposite. You're connecting to yourself an addition, another step forward.
pain. I can justify pain, but I can also think that, let's say I become a father, and what would be my desire for my children is that I would like my child to be happy, to receive joy. That would be my only wish. And I'm looking from the perspective of the Creator, and His relation towards us should be just we to be happy, to have joy. But in reality, will to receive is under torture. So what kind of father? What kind of echishena? What kind of...
That you have to constantly elevate in your eyes the greatness of the Creator. And then to that extent, you won't feel suffering. But to the contrary, as much as you will feel forces that want to bring you suffering, if you overcome them, you feel joy, and it is truly a holiday, that there you meet with the Creator. And in that you measure your degree that you have stepped on.
PT6, we learned that in its time is different than Aishel HaYisenet, because there's prayer in Aishel HaYisenet, and the prayer can only be for others. So what does Baal Salam mean when he says, rewarded Aishel HaYisenet, not rewarded in its time?
That we are rewarded with having a one desire in one direction towards one Creator, and together we try to bring ourselves to a higher state, to greater connection, greater adhesion with the Creator. We have very clear points here.
That's it for now. Thank you.
Okay, PT
35.
Thank you. It says that if Israel will be rewarded and take the above-mentioned love, gradual development, and they'll bring it under their own governance. What does it mean, their own governance?
That they will not need... How shall I put it? They won't have to be against the will to receive. It's a very good question, and even say a cunning question. They won't have to work against the will to receive, but rather they will use the will to receive in order to advance as a force that is also positive towards advancement. But there is nothing bad in the world. The same forces are operating for and against and all kinds of faults and ascents, etc. But we are already aware that all of these things exist and appear before us to our benefit. And we can use all of these things. This is called to bless over the bad as over the good. That's it.
Is when I each day I have the freedom of choice and I decide to adhere to the friends, to the path, to all the friends, the worldly. Is this my decision that this is my own authority, that I want to be close to the Creator?
Yes, through the group, through the Creator. The group is like the template, the model, that if you adhere to it, then you adhere to the Creator. Without adhering to the group, you're not adhering to the Creator. You're not even directed toward Him.
Woman Hebrew. Did
we take the law of development into our own hands? In what did we do it, and in what did we not do it?
We're walking on the path. We're now studying how to advance toward the Creator through connection in the group, and more from day to day, we realize, we understand and feel and get used to walking in that direction, from the love of people to the love of the Creator, in such a way. I, the group, the Creator. And this is how we advance. I'm actually pleased with our advancement, and I see that more and more friends, men and women, are entering this process correctly. It's a long way. We need to get used to it. We need to understand it. Each and every penny joins to a great amount of understanding, of feeling, of agreement. But it is done. Gradually, it takes place in us. Yes.
Following that, they're asking women Hebrew, how do we help one another advance in Aishel Hasenet?
According to the example, each one must show the example to the friend.
Moscow 8.
Yes.
Moscow 8. Why should we suffer in the current degree to go to the next degree?
Why do we have to suffer on the current degree? Because any next degree is a greater will to bestow upon a greater will to receive. According to the desire, every higher degree has a greater desire, right?
In its module,
its absolute value. But according to the degrees, every higher degree is a greater will to bestow upon a will to receive. And therefore, this is how we advance. This is why it is not simple to climb from degree to degree. I have to pull from above through the 10 forces in order to overcome my will to, my desire, my will to receive that grows. Then it is considered that I'm climbing the degrees. I'm rising on the degrees of my connection with the friends, with the group, and with the Creator. The Creator is the result of our connection. Did you fall asleep?
No, Chile 1. There are two ways that lead to the same point. If we take the wrong way, can it make us repeat the work, reawaken Rishimo anew, and ask ourselves the same questions again?
No. The Creator is awakening us and correcting us each and every moment, as it says, renewing every day the act of Bereshit, Genesis or creation. It doesn't let us walk all the way. Then we see that we are mistaken and we come back to the beginning and once again we start the path. No. But rather, we need to discover our mistake. But there is an allotted time for that, and we become corrected, and we continue in the right way.
Moscow 8, what hastens our development in the current conditions? Are wars between two countries, I shall hasten it, or in its time?
Wars were never in the Creator's plan. He hates it, he suffers from it. However, out of lack of choice, if we do not perform corrections over our ego, then he has to reveal it in such a way. But for him, it is truly a much greater harm, transgression, than it is for us. We have to realize that wars is something that the Creator very much does not want. And we have to do, to make every effort to bring ourselves to dialogue, connection, and all kinds of forms that are against the war. Well, we have to learn how to do it. It's not simple because, of course, it's not something that we are doing in our world, but rather if we want to make it so that it will happen correctly, then it is possible to do it only through the heavens. As it says, he who makes peace in the heavens will make peace upon us. That's it, only in that way. We, first of all, have to enter peace, complementation with the Creator on our degrees where we are. And then we will see how in our world also this peace will develop and become revealed. We will talk about that soon in a broader and last question, Rav, from Women Hebrew. On the one hand, it says that you have no blade of grass that doesn't have an angel standing above it and telling it grow, which means that none of us chose to awaken. And certainly it is true about the others, the people that we disseminate to. They too are not able to awaken before they'll be awakened from above. So when is it hastening? How do we hasten the times, if at all? When and if at all do we have the freedom of choice?
Beautiful question. And also the thought process is beautiful. What does this person want to say? If I wish to advance and to awaken my own development, I have to bring development to everyone, to all people, to the entire general vessel. And through them, I also receive upon myself that same effort that I am now exerting onto the world clean. Only in this way can we advance. You said it very nicely. Only in this way.
Thanks, Rob. Reality shows us that an individual cannot exist in isolation without a sufficient number of people around him to serve him and help him provide for his needs. Hence, man is inherently born to lead a social life. Each and every individual in society is like a wheel that is linked to several other wheels placed in a machine. This single wheel has no freedom of movement in and of itself, but continues with the motion of the rest of the wheels in a certain direction in order to qualify the machine to perform its general function. And if there is some malfunction in the wheel, the malfunction is not evaluated relating to the wheel itself, but according to its service and role with respect to the whole machine.
Meaning, we can see that no one is truly free. We're all interconnected like cogwheels inside a big machine, and each one determines the level of his influence on others. Each and everyone has only one question. Can he influence the others or be only passive and allow himself to revolve according to the others? Since there's one force, the Creator, who operates this mechanism, and we all spin without free choice. But a person was only given enough consciousness to process where he's at in the system and no more. But if we can influence, then to what extent can we influence that mechanism of humanity, all of humanity perhaps, and still vegetative and animate, and from all of us to the Creator, and to receive the Creator's response? How do we do it? How can we digest it, process it, grasp that system, and see how it is operated, how are we operated, and how can we operate? So there are many systems, many questions here. Sorry.
So how is it that in this machine there is a part that is moving in hastening and a part that is moving in its time, if it's the same machine?
So it's not exactly like the mechanics of a watch, a mechanical watch. There are other mechanisms at work around each and every one, for each and every cogwheel. There's an additional mechanism that allows it to spin more or spin less, and by that it influences the others, and the others influence it. And in general, it's the upper force that activates them. It's not exactly the mechanism of cogwheels in a watch, where each one spins and spins the others. There are other things here at work. There's freedom of choice, the ability to connect by itself, not being disconnected from its individual role, from its group role, from its general role in the world. There are many things here. You want everything to be so simple, like cogwheels. It's far from it, but in various specific or special forms, we can say that it's like cogwheels. It's like various mechanical forms. But there are many results, many additional results, psychological and others.
The question is this. We always say that by us not doing the work correctly or quickly enough, or we connect enough, we're causing harm to humanity. We're having a bad influence.
Yes.
And it seems like it's the opposite. Actually, when we work correctly, we're hastening, accelerating the development of humanity, and it brings more light, more pressure, more problems.
I didn't get it.
How does our connection influence?
We're all inside one mechanism.
Yes.
It's not that you bestow now and later they receive. Rather, when you bestow and they bestow and everyone together, we all receive from this result. We all receive a certain outcome and feel it either good or bad way.
Okay. I guess the question is too deep. What is this mutual relation between those who work in hastening and those who work in its time, in humanity?
This I cannot say. You're right. There's a part that advances a bit, quicker, faster, and there's a part that advances slower, those in I shall hasten it and those in its time. And there's a difference of the degrees between them, like a head and a body, each one different by several degrees. Like we see in humanity, you have all kinds, and according to the matters of their development and education and culture, the same thing here. It's beyond explanation. When we enter deeper into it, we develop our vessels first to be able to feel and to organize and sort out this picture. And then inside of us, we build this demonstration. It sits on top of our desires and thoughts and qualities. And then inside we receive almost like a copy of this system of Adam, and accordingly we are also called Adam.
For every degree of the desire to receive, what is the desire to bestow that I have to add? What is this work exactly?
The desire to bestow is the intention. and the will to receive is the force. So they add you additional force, additional desire, and you need to decide if you wish to use it in order to receive for yourself or in order to bestow, meaning through the other to the Creator. So it's one or the other. You determine the direction of the use of the will to receive that awakens in you. The will to receive is in the hands of the Creator. How to use it is in your hands. By that you become partners. Either you want to use it for your own sake, then you're not partners anymore, or you want to use it for the sake of the Creator. Then you're going with His benefit in mind. So decide each moment for the benefit of whom and of what you wish to use the will to receive that awakens in you in each and every moment.
Clear.
What should be the right relation in the study of these articles by Bala Sulam?
The correct attitude should be that I wish to format myself according to this article. I wish to educate myself that this is how I need to look at the world and look at reality, look at myself. This is what we do with these articles. That they are articles of the correct spiritual education for each and every person. Because anything we learn outside of that, let's say the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, the study of Ten Sefirot, all those things will simply add power to us, but what should this power influence in us? It's about these primary discernments we receive from these articles in the direction between us and the direction of the Creator. These articles are the main aspect of the education and everything else that we learn. Let's say the mechanisms that we study in the study of Ten Sefirot, we learn about things that we cannot work with yet. They're all theoretical. And in this theory, we simply awaken the upper force. But in what direction will it work? This is something we have to establish with these articles by Bala Sulam, Rabash.
It's the matter, when we read Rabash, let's say, you right away find yourself in the ten there. And here, really many times, it's very hard to see where is this practically for me. And to see the serious attitude of yours and your friends to this matter. And along with this, the stone I have towards the material, I feel like I'm making a hole in the boat during the lesson.
This just points to the fact that you have more to do in order to truly copy what he's writing upon yourself. As it's written, write it on the tablets of your heart. Yeah, you have another friend. Yes.
I just wanted to ask about the suffering of the Creator, if you can expand a bit on that. How to bring this closer to us emotionally?
We can't understand that or feel that, and we don't care about that because we're immersed in our egos, and hence we can maybe appreciate it a little when sometimes we disconnect from ourselves. Almost never. Almost never. You see, we're opposite. It's not far. It's opposite. Where the Creator suffers from us, we don't understand how He suffers if everything's in His hands. How does He suffer if He sees for him the beginning and the end of the path, and everything that happens to us, he already sees it, and now everything bad is actually influential for the good and ends in good. So how can it be that he's happy or suffers? On one hand, it's written, Isaac, he's sitting in the heavens and laughing. On the other hand, it's written in many verses that the Creator suffers. He suffers in our place. We cannot yet, for the time being, we can't yet understand this. Maybe soon when we start to work in the Partsuf, where in the Partsuf, good and bad are seemingly connected together, the coarseness, the avyut, becomes the refinement, the zakut. Then we will come closer to that understanding and feeling of how we invert bad to good and how the Creator can also suffer.
Two questions, please. In this mechanism that all the cogwheels are connected together in, if such, everyone needs to turn at the same speed, right, if they're connected correctly, even the one may be larger and smaller.
There's many more systems within that system of Adam HaRishon, to the extent in which they influence one another, and as much as they are in the direction of good or bad, influence one another. We cannot talk about that now. It's too complex. We also cannot talk about it all together until within us, in us, in our heart, in our mind, we feel this system and how it works. It's the difference between an expert and someone that just kind of looks at some machine. The expert feels what's happening in each and every part, since each and every part is in him. He truly feels it in his belly, yes? In his heart, everything that's happening. And that's why we say there's none wiser than one with experience. It's written about him. That's what we call a wise. That's one that has within him that system which he's talking about seemingly being outside. That is altogether what we attain in our development, that we want to build inside of us a form, a model of all of creation, where each of us attains the structure of Adam HaRishon in a complete way, and the Creator fills it, and this will be for each of us and for all together. And that's why, for the time being, we're coming closer to learn about this, to feel about this here and there in all kinds of individual, private ways. Yes, Kiev.
Можно тогда так спросить, что вот эти все входы и выходы.
So I'll ask like this, please. All the entrances and exits, everything we see in the ten, that friends are connecting more, connecting less, that each one in himself sometimes feels closer, farther. So all these entrances and exits are necessary in order to scrutinize all these details more and more. Meaning the question always remains, why do we continue to see this picture of descent in a sense? Is it only to scrutinize the details?
Yes, 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 because if you didn't yet come out of the previous state, you didn't scrutinize it, correct it, then you return to it more and more in all kinds of ways, in all kinds of angles. There's no choice. That's how we learn. Also in our life, it's altogether we need to be taught from above according to the way that we're developed, as we can grasp. Yes.
And in our subject, the benefit of each and every person within his collective is evaluated not according to his own benefit, but according to his service to the public. and vice versa. We appreciate the measure of evil of each and every individual only according to the harm one inflicts upon the public in general, and not by one's own individual value.
Meaning no one is valued according to how bad he is, but rather how bad he causes the public. No one is evaluated according to the good that he is. You can't say that's good, but rather what good did he do? How many grams of good to the public? According to that, we can say with that a person actually finishes his life. That's where the calculations are made. Next.
These matters are crystal clear, both from the perspective of the truth in them and from the perspective of the good in them. This is because what is found in the collective is only what is found in the individual. And the benefit of the collective is the benefit of each and every individual. He who harms the collective takes his share in the harm, and he who benefits the collective takes his share in the benefit, since individuals are part of the whole, and the whole is not worth in any way more than the sum of its individuals.
This attitude is very clear to us, and this is how we need to understand that there's no preference to anyone and or any special calculations with anyone to start with, but rather only according to the extent in which a person does good or the other way around to the public. We can see that the approach of the wisdom of Kabbalah, as it was thousands of years ago, is socialistic in a way. Or how else can you say this? It's modern. Yes. It says everyone is equal to start with. Each and every one is measured according to the extent in which one adds, contributes to the society he lives in. That's it. Next.
It thus turns out that the collective and individual are one and the same, and the individual is not harmed because of his enslavement to the collective, since the freedom of the collective and the freedom of the individual are one and the same too. And as they share the good, they also share the freedom. Thus, good attributes and bad attributes, good deeds and bad deeds, are evaluated only with respect to the benefit of the public. Of course, the above words apply if all the individuals perform their role towards the public to the fullest and receive no more than they deserve, nor take more than their friends share. But if a part of the collective does not behave accordingly, as a result, they not only harm the collective, but they too are harmed. We should not discuss further something that is known to all. And the aforesaid is only to show the drawback, the place that needs correction, namely, that each and every individual will understand that his own benefit and the benefit of the collective are one and the same, and by this, the world will come to its full correction.
In short, to summarize this,
the benefit of the collective, who decides what's the benefit of the collective?
Connection for the sake of connection, for the sake of nearing general unity. I'm specifically not saying the Creator. I don't want to mix here some names that But rather, what's good for everyone is called good. What's bad to everyone is called bad. That's it.
But, I don't
know, I'm an egoist, right? So I can't judge from the collective. I can judge from my state. And maybe I'm mistaken on what is good for everyone.
Of course you're mistaken, but slowly you will learn from the blows, from the environment, what's good, what's bad, not according to your ego, but according to the desire and general appreciation of the society around you.
So how is this manifested? Like, where does this change in my egoistic perception towards what's outside of me? Change to be what's really good for the society?
That comes as according to how you deal with the environment. I'm in the environment. I feel like I hate them, reject them, and I understand that I'm not social and I don't want to be social and so on and so forth. By that, I measure my ego, where that's how I was born. That's how the Creator created me. And I need to work with that. I need to rise from that. Let's say I'm talking about myself. I'm very much an egoist, and I reject everyone, and I don't want anyone. And really, it's truth. That's according to my character. And then accordingly, when I'm in the group, and I try to see the extent in which I can nevertheless change myself, correct myself. Otherwise, I don't come to implement my role in all of creation.
So really, we reveal just how much you're like this. You can't change yourself because it's nature. It doesn't matter what you do.
You have the possibility through the society to turn to the Creator. Of course, you're not asked to change yourself. You're just asked to examine towards the society where the Creator shines upon you. And you understand the extent in which you are far from everyone, not connected with them. The group for you is the demonstration, the form of the Creator that's being revealed before you. Where if you were with them in a complete way, you would feel them like you feel yourself. It's the Creator that's presenting you the situation this way. And then you need to ask from Him, from the Creator, to give you the forces to change in order to be adhered to the group.
So it
turns out that for the benefit of the collective, it's simply a request from the for the Creator to change with respect to the environment?
Yes, we have nothing else to do just to ask the Creator to change in order to be adhered all together in our society. And the Creator manages the environment in such a way, in the society in such a way, in a general way. Ask about that, please. That's the main thing. We have nothing else to do. To just see the extent in which we are differentiated, the matter in which we are distanced from one another, and how each of us keeps a distance from one another, and the extent in which we must ask the Creator for correction. And anyone who's greater than his friend to be great, then his desire, his inclination is greater, his evil inclination. And we'll try to work on himself more. Therefore, the great Kabbalists who came to high degrees of attainment of the Creator went through states that are very not simple. It was very difficult. And they asked and received blows, and meaning very harsh states. And did not leave the path until the Creator corrected them. Six.
Thank you, Rav.
When you have repulsion towards the friends, are you supposed to turn to the Creator through the friends? So how do you do this?
You turn to the Creator even though you cannot turn to Him through the friends, that you're repulsed by this, or you're rejecting them, or they're rejecting you, but by this you are performing the action. You cannot be connected to them in any way, let's say. Nevertheless, turn to Him. Ask.
How do you turn to the Creator without the friends, though?
Because that's the state that He established before you. He stabilized this state before you. He put these relations with your friends, that you're not with them almost at all in connection with them, but rather you're in a connection, but a very negative connection. And then you turn to Him from that negative connection, and you're screaming, help.
PT 5.
PT 5.
Rav, you say many times to increase our sensitivity. How do we increase our sensitivity?
I do exercises with this. To the extent in which I want to enter one friend, the second, the third, how much connection I am with them or not, how connected I am to them. You can talk about this together. Awaken some approach toward it, some kind of nearing towards it, understanding. We are very obtuse. We are blocked. Through what in our life do we begin to feel something? Here, you see? I come. I hear some music. I don't understand, it doesn't move me or anything. Afterwards, I read who wrote it, what he wanted, who he wrote it to, what he wanted to tell me in these sounds. I hear it again. And if there's people, I talk about that with them. I get their opinions. I hear what they say. I'm envious that they understand more differently, etc. And through that, I develop in me a sense, a feeling for that composition. And that's how we develop. That's called one will help his friend. That's called incorporation, incorporating in desires, thoughts, qualities. Try between you to talk about this in the society and not to reject, but rather receive the opinions of the friends. So each absorbs them, truly absorbs them. And then it'll be clearer to you what that general kli is.
May notice that if you invest time and heartfeltness in something, then something grows in your emotion, but I can't really say it's something specific that I do. It's like a general result of investment and work. But the question is there something specific we can do to increase?
It seems to me that you need to gather in the group and talk about this. Simply talk. And then you will see how naturally, freely, you are incorporated in one another and you start more and more to feel, understand, hear one another. And this is how it will be. You'll have more communications between you, internally, emotionally. And then you'll stop relating to one another as people on the outside, like you know, not that you know people on the outside, but here there needs to be, nevertheless, an internal incorporation, and that's still missing.
Rav, and this sensation is something that's built mutually, or something that I feel by me in my ordinary senses towards the friends, or towards each friend, towards the ten.
In each and every one. To us. Yes.
God me pity time.
52, how can the public care that every detail will be good for every detail in it, every individual? What will be the rule that advances every individual to good?
The law, which according to the corrected system, is where everyone is connected, and the upper light, the Creator, is clothed in everyone and fills everyone. And that is the form that we need to somehow advance towards. Next.
PT 23. You said that if we didn't correct a certain state, then we return to it from all sorts of angles. What does it mean to exit a state and correct it all the way so it won't come back?
When I connect myself with everyone and make calculations for the benefit of others, I correct myself fully.
Woman Hebrew Shalot Maze Maka.
Woman Hebrew ask, what is a blow? What is a correct blow that teaches?
Where I receive a blow until it physically hurts. Truly, all kinds of such feelings that are really influencing my ego, and my will to receive doesn't let me already have the possibility to err again. That's called that I received the correct.
Gilad?
Item 56. The extension of the line began in phase 4. That is why there had to be a detaining force on phase 4 so that the light would not enter her. Now we will explain about the screen that was placed over phase 4, being Malchut. When the world of restriction, meaning Malchut of Ein Sof, was clothed there, it is known that every degree begins with the Malchut of the Upper One, that becomes her substance. And when this restricted Malchut drew the upper light over the first three phases once more, this extension was necessarily with the yearning in phase 4 in her. That is because the first three phases are not vessels of reception and extension whatsoever. Thus, it was necessary for her to first draw the light into all four phases, even to her four, into her phase 4. However, in order to prevent the light from reaching phase 4, she had to add a new force so as to detain the light from reaching phase 4.
Meaning, the light expands in the desire, and it influences the desire, and enlarges the desire more and more and more, until this desire begins to feel that the light that develops it and fills it is opposite from it, meaning the desire develops in an internal, fundamental manner, that it begins to feel that even though the light is pleasant to it, but it is opposite from it, until it reaches a state that he reveals that he is entirely opposite the emanator, and he cannot stand this. And thus he makes the restriction afterwards. And thus, in order that we shall reach the correct vessel that pulses the light, that we need in this that there will be the expansion of the light from the emanator in a sufficient manner, meaning that we'll go through all the phases, that the vessel will feel in it, that it receives and it wants to receive, and that it's opposite from the emanator, and that it not capable of standing the oppositeness from the emanator. And then it makes a restriction.
We'll read it. Item 57. The detaining force that was placed on phase four is called a masach, a screen. 57. This new force that she added is called a screen. This screen is the fundamental factor in the extension of the light of the line over the three phases. It is so because the restriction she performed, meaning revoking her desire from receiving in phase four, sufficed only for the upper light to depart from her. However, afterwards, she drew the light once more and was forced to reawaken her phase four in order to draw that new extension. Thus, if she had not made that new force towards the expansion of light, the light would reach phase four once again. Thus, the primary factor in the extension of the light of the line on the three phases is the force of the screen exclusively, which she has made once more with regards to the light. You must understand these two discernments thoroughly, namely the restriction and the screen, for they are the foundations for the rest